This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You are listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Welcome to today's show. You know, it's a glorious day because I'm going to pick on Eli Manning this whole segment because somebody wanted to dog me. It's a glorious day. NC State's going to beat that South Carolina Gamecock Heine. Can I say, does it sound right? Gamecock Heine?
Cock Heine? I don't know.
Cocky.
Cocking your hiney.
Oh, whoa, I hate that kind of show.
The kids are in
today
school.
On today's show is B3 exponent giant loving self.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting,
where you can make all your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, GoCSB.com. And again, we are proudly sponsored by the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
We put attitude in broadcasting.
With the new ABC.
That's right. Sorry. My bad.
A little late there, but.
I was stuck on the Eli Manning.
Better late than never, I guess.
Yeah.
We're working on it. You'll get it
together. The chemistry's falling off. Did we take a week off last week? No.
No, that was my fault. I was trying to pull up Eli Manning's stats.
Oh, see? Eli got you rattled.
Eli gets me, man, every time. Those Super Bowl years.
The non-signing merchandise guy himself.
And I still can't believe
right, he ain't got suspended yet.
I still can't believe
autographs.
What?
Six. Yo, isn't he in a scandal?
Six games for Eli, right?
Six games.
No. 12.
Oh,
shit. I want him gone the whole season. And they
Dak's
still
in that scandal too.
And
Geno Smith gonna light it up for the Giants.
No, he's look horrible.
And the Giants still owe us a draft pick for cheating, getting caught in a nice little Spygate scandal last game of the last season. I don't hear Goodell suspending anybody from that, stripping away their draft picks.
They not gonna do nothing to John Mayer's team.
No, it's been bad. All right, here we go. All right, yeah, I want to see this real fast. All right, when they won the Super Bowl against the New England the second time, Atlanta game, he threw three touchdowns. All right, I give him credit. He threw three touchdowns and one pick against Green Bay in the win on the road. I give him that one. Two touchdowns against San Francisco in that win in the NFC.
Now, we got to thank Kyle Williams for that because he had the ball bounce off his damn foot.
Well, the thing with both of their runs, the Giants have a lot of lucky bounces.
The first time he won the Super Bowl, Tampa, two touchdowns, 185, not really that good. 163, two touchdowns. His rating was okay. And then Green Bay game, the first time he beat Green Bay, zero touchdowns, zero picks, bad game. And then New England Super Bowl, two touchdowns, one pick. So first time he didn't do so well. Second time, it was a decent run. But still, that defense and running game, I thought was as important as Eli was. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
We got a good sport.
Team sport?
No, I'm just saying, if you would have gave Tony Romo the defense they had in New York, we would have two Super Bowls.
I mean, Tom Brady had an awful game against Houston, and until the end of the third, fourth quarter, he looked awful in the Super Bowl.
But my point is, if you would put the Giants defense that Eli had with Tony Romo, we would have two Super Bowls because we had no defense since 1998, 96.
Jesus.
I mean, you know that, Smooch. Let's move into today's segment. We got college football, Sunshine Players of the Week, some baseball, and some NFL news because week one is a week away from today. It's Denver and New England. Kansas City. No, New England, Kansas City.
Yep, Thursday.
The Thursday night game. Looking at this weekend's college football, though, we're going to go through some games real fast. Y'all want to talk about some other ones? That's great. This is on ESPN.com, our college pick'em group that we have. Akron at Penn State, Saturday at 12 o'clock. I'm Penn State, dude. Anybody going to go with Akron?
Yeah.
Are you?
You taking the Zips?
You taking the Zips?
I'll take the Zips to lose by 40.
All right. Then we got Maryland at Texas. Is a 12 o'clock game. You know, the first game for the new coach at Texas.
Tom Herman.
Thank you. Then we got Saturday at 12:20. You got California at UNC, the California Golden Bears at UNC.
The Cal Bears, so UNC should win that game.
New coach there, too, Cal. Then the big game, especially for me, is North Carolina State in Charlotte against South Carolina. They got South Carolina's the home team, which figures. Who you guys got? Yeah, of course you don't go with a cock. If it's anything different, you're going different. Oh, sorry. I said that on national radio. It is a team name. I mean, do you want me to stop saying it?
I mean, their mascot's name is Cocky.
I still don't understand.
Cock and a hiney?
You know what they are, as far as name wise, they really don't. It's...
But you gotta love when the little girl's wearing the shorts that say "Go Cox."
Yeah,
like this is where the Cox goes.
We talk about both USC teams, the Cox and the Trojans.
Oh my gosh, here we go again. So who are we going? North Carolina State, South Carolina.
Free anybody? Zeke.
You're going South Carolina. Anybody else going South Carolina?
I'm going NC State.
I'm going NC State.
See Zeke holding who's going to win right here.
Hey, I'm so glad that y'all are my favorite two hosts. Then we got number 11, Michigan, at number 17, Florida Gators.
Oh, that should be a fun game.
Yeah.
No, I'm Michigan because don't Florida
this
have
is
10,
in Texas,
10,
by the way.
They have 10
this
players.
Is at, this is at AT&T. Yeah,
they have 10 players
suspended. Florida suspended, like, three or four players.
Didn't Florida State suspend some players too?
Yes.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Man. They weren't going to be Alabama anyway. But
We're beating Alabama.
Both of y'all going? Is yeah. Everybody going to Michigan?
I'll take the Wolverines.
I'm taking Michigan.
All right. Then we got Temple at Notre Dame.
I'm going
to
take Temple.
Western Michigan, actually, I talked about PJ Fleck on Monday. He's actually at Minnesota now. I forgot he moved from Minnesota. So watch them be an upcoming team. USC, Western Michigan, USC.
Yeah.
Definitely. Louisville at Purdue. Anybody picking Purdue for the upset?
No.
No. Lamar Jackson, welcome back, young man. Is he going to have 5-6 TDs again in opening weekend?
Future Jet.
Future Jaguar.
Future wide receiver.
Yeah. Then we got BYU at LSU.
I'll go LSU.
I'm gonna take the Cougars.
You taking Cougars?
I'm gonna take the Cougars.
You going to all the upsets, huh?
Then Florida State number 3, Alabama number 1. This game is in Georgia at the Mercedes.
Jalen Hurts is going to put a hurting on Florida State. That guy is unbelievable, man.
Okay.
Did you not see Jalen Hurts all season last year?
I saw DeAndre Francois too
getting popped every time he dropped back the pass. Yeah.
Florida.
It's going to be a good one, man. I got Alabama by 3.
Crimson Tide by 20.
Alabama by 20. Florida State by what?
Oh, Florida State by 7. By touchdown.
Yeah, you got to go out there, man. You got to go out there, man.
It's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a close
Alabama,
game.
A new offensive coordinator from New England. I don't think they miss a beat. Jalen Hurts, Burrow Scarborough.
Is Nick Saban still coaching that Nick Alabama Saban. Crimson Tide team?
Yeah, Jimbo Fisher's coaching Florida State still, too.
But and last time I checked, Florida State is question marks, man.
And they got
they got replaced Dalvin Cook. I know you got good running back. You got good defense. But Francois, I don't know in a big game yet if he's got it. And that's the question. He is definitely, I will give you credit, the toughest quarterback in college football.
Much he's been hit. By far.
As much he get hit, he is the toughest.
Yeah.
But how will he be in a big game?
Because
he hasn't played a big game yet.
This would be the big game.
He a junior now?
No, sophomore.
He's sophomore.
Him and Hurts are both sophomores.
I mean, Dalvin Cook ain't there to bail him out like he was against LSU in the Orange Bowl, right? Or was who they play in the Orange? Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah.
But I got to go Alabama by 10.
Alabama might have more players coming back, but they're both going to be different on both sides of the ball.
Oh no, they're going to be different. I trust.
I got you.
And if Jalen Hurts can somehow complete passes consistently, oh my gosh, Alabama is going to be so tough to stop.
He couldn't even throw the ball last year. Yeah.
Future Jaguar.
Yeah. Moving on real fast. Is there any games that stick out to y'all in college football you can't wait for this season? Mine is NC State, Florida State.
That should be fun.
Because it's in
Tallahassee. I don't really have a college football team, man. So
all right.
I have a friend that's coaching Bethune-Cookman. September 2nd, they are going to Miami. Wait. And I cannot wait. Because he said, we're going to put up 500 to 700 yards of offense.
I'm going Bethune-Cookman in that game. I hate the Hurricanes.
What, NCAA? They don't even make that game anymore, do they?
What you said in real life, he was like, yeah, Smooch, look, watch. You 700
yards? Damn.
Five to 700 yards?
Damn.
Mark Rick.
Total offense.
Damn, Mark Rick.
Speaking of can't win the big game, that's one coach you cannot ever win the big one.
That's why I won't pick Miami.
So no big games. All right. No. So answer your question. All right. Pick for the Heisman Trophy winner this year.
Jackson.
Oh, no.
Sam Denard, Sam Darnold?
Donaldson or whatever. Yeah, I guess that's everybody's consensus.
That's who everybody likes. Yeah. Watch out for Baker Mayfield. He's coming back to Oklahoma. He plays in that weak garbage conference.
For like a 6 years. It seems like he's been there forever.
Him and T.J. Barrett. T.J. Barrett on his ninth season.
Oh, at Ohio State. What is
like, he's the Perry Ellis of college basketball.
Wait, T.J. Pitt? What?
He's still there. He's playing tonight. Isn't that game tonight?
They start tonight.
And they play tonight?
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Dude is like 40.
You're supposed to be in the 2015 draft.
All right. No, I am going.
No, 2011.
I'm going out on. I don't think it's going to be Sam Darnold. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. But the guy I'm looking at, and I think Francois's got a chance, but he's got to win Saturday night to win it.
To be in the discussion.
Derwin James will be a good one. Baker Mayfield. Trace McSorley. Watch Josh Rosen.
Watch out for the quarterback at Penn State. Penn State had a nice run to end last season.
Mason Rudolph at Oklahoma State. Bo Scarborough.
Nick Chubb from Georgia.
Nick Chubb. He's been there forever, too. He has. Watch out. Darius Geis from LSU.
Yeah.
Really good running back. But the guy, I'm going to say, watch out for Shane Bouchel. From Texas.
I'm telling you,
watch that kid.
I'm going to take Jalen Hurts because I think Alabama's going to go undefeated this year and they're going to roll through the SEC, man, and it's going to be on the back of Jalen Hurts.
But watch Shane Bouchel or Jake Browning at Washington. He's back.
Again?
Or Saquon Barkley from Penn State. That's the running back from Penn State is a really good running back. Watch them three. Who's your final four for the playoffs real fast?
Alabama,
Florida State.
Florida State. I think Florida State wins the ACC this year. USC, because they should run through the Pac-12. Stanford always seems to give them trouble, but they should run through the Pac-12.
Yep.
And Ohio State. If T.J. Barrett in his 10th season at Ohio State can't get them to the playoffs, something ain't right.
No, I like your four. I like that four, too.
Yeah. You know, T.J. Barrett, he used to play for Syracuse. Scoop Jardine.
Oh, basketball? Yeah. You know – the thing about Scoop Jardine also, he dated Michael Jordan's daughter while at Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
No wonder he had all those years of eligibility.
Yeah. he dated Michael Jordan's daughter.
That's crazy. T.J. Barrett's still playing, man.
It seemed like he was in that
Cardale Jones and everybody else.
It seemed like he was in that QB battle with Braxton and Cardale Jones for like 5 years ago. Goodness, he's still there.
Jeez.
He could be in the Heisman running too, man.
By default, that's like when Chris Wanky won it.
Florida State, baby. Chris Wanky. He was 30 when he won it, too.
Playing against kids.
I'm gonna go Ohio State. No Alabama.
No
Alabama.
Whoa, whoa.
Wow. I think Alabama's gonna lose
a couple of games. You think?
Michigan.
That's a good. I mean,
that's a tough statement.
You know, there is
Ohio State, Michigan.
Also, two Big Ten teams.
I'm gonna go out to USC, and the fourth one. I can't go with them. I can. Oh no! Who was the fourth one I was going with? Oklahoma State. Watch them, man. They could make it. I might have to go to Alabama.
You have to.
I mean, how are you not going to go to Alabama?
SEC, yeah.
The SEC.
I'm going to go LSU.
SEC has one team ranked in the top 10.
I'm going to go with the Tigers.
And that's Alabama.
I'm going to go with Geis and Tigers. LSU's got talent, dude. And
They always have talent. And they always lose to Alabama.
Different coach. I think this will be a different year. I'm going to go with Ed. I believe in Ed. Plus, he's the funnest coach to listen to talk. But that's going to be my four. And then you got
two Big Ten teams, so.
Yeah. Ohio State will win the championship.
Mm.
Ohio State versus Alabama?
No, Ohio State versus LSU.
Mm.
In national title game.
Okay.
We'll see if it happens.
But. Big state, man.
Yeah. Hey, you got to do something bold, something different.
I agree.
I don't think Bama is. They've lost a lot. I do think they beat Florida State, but making to the SEC again is SEC's going to be tough.
Yeah,
this year.
SEC is right? Weaker than it was last year.
No, yeah. I think it's tougher actually because Georgia, Nick Chubb's gonna be better. They got a good quarterback. Dude, Tennessee is not the prime team this year to beat. So
if they play Georgia,
Florida's going to be better.
SEC championship.
Florida's going to be better. The East is going to be better. Kentucky is going to be better.
And none of those teams are going to beat Alabama.
They're talking about Kentucky. I mean, I'm just saying, dude. Watch Kentucky.
I guess Calipari is recruiting for football.
I guess so. Yeah. Go get them.
No, it's another the other Stoops. Oops. All right, let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week. Who wants to start?
I'll start it. Everybody that was involved in the fight Saturday night, Mayweather Promotions, UFC, Dana White, Steven Espinoza, Showtime Productions, Fox Sports, all of them made bank.
Oh, bigger than that to me. Mayweather for helping out with the donations. He's actually on the truck, was loading trucks and stuff. I gotta give him.
I thought that was recent? It looked like an older.
No, I think that was recent.
It was pretty recent. I think
that was recent. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like maybe but I was passing out food.
Listen,
and cash.
You giving cash out, but you can give cash. But you're on the truck trying to help load. Not a lot of people do that. Beyonce's doing other things, but you know.
And everybody that's helping out in Houston right now, man. All the celebrities, all the non-celebrities with money.
Absolutely, I was gonna mention that too. And Dez Bryant donated $50,000 to the Harvey Relief.
And we know that NFL money ain't guaranteed, so for them to give $50,000 is tough, man.
So all the heat that you always give on Dez, I just wanted to point out. Anybody else?
The money team for me, too.
All right. I've got a couple. Marlins, Giancarlo Stanton, dude, and Byron Buxton named NLL Players of the Week.
He's been balling.
Giancarlo Stanton has 30 home runs in 48 games. Stanton hit his 51st homer 2 days ago, his 18th in August, second most in any month. Sosa and York.
Is he going to take the NL MVP away from one of the Dodgers that's supposed to get it?
Yeah, because we're on a four-game losing streak.
And Cody Bellinger's been out.
He just came back.
And Cruz. Yeah. Giancarlo Cruz.
Well, what really has helped Stanton is.
And they're winning.
With that, but you know Harper got hurt, so that's hurt. Stanton should win it. Steven Strasburg throws a complete game and hits a home run. Chris Sale records his 17th double-digit strikeout game of the year. He is the fastest to get the 1,500 strikeouts in Major League Baseball history.
That's crazy.
And my girl Alyssa Bliss beats your girl Banks to win the Raw Women's title.
Oh, yeah, and Jamie Foxx for his impersonation of Steve.
That was hilarious, man.
I didn't see that.
Oh, Jamie Foxx is the king, man.
Yes, you are. Let me add another thing for you. I haven't forgot about Mrs. Fisdale. But
I was going to see if we was going to go a whole show without mentioning her.
You know we had to at least once. We need your help in the community of Charlotte. We got a lot of needy people.
Including Mr. 315. I'm very needy. I need my head massaged.
Yeah, all right. But
not that one. I was thinking.
Not only is A-Rod winning in the game of life with J-Lo, but Jamie Foxx for leading the game of life with Olivia Munn. Just saying.
Damn, A-Rod.
Who's Olivia Munn?
Who's with Olivia Munn?
Aaron Rodgers' ex.
Oh, but I know. From, but who's with her?
Jamie Foxx.
I thought Jamie Foxx was with
No, I think now
Olivia Tom Cruise's ex.
Oh, because all I know is she went to the MTV Awards with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I thought Jamie Foxx is with
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes.
With everybody.
Yep.
Jamie is a player. Anyway,
he is. He's a player.
Doing what the players do.
So, did anybody else have any players of the week?
Man, Houston Texans, man.
Houston Texans. For all they're doing,
yeah,
especially JJ Watt,
JJ Watt,
JJ Watt,
$1 million raised,
absolutely,
damn JJ, can you come raise some money for BSS Carolina's Ballers Life?
By the way, has anybody seen the new challenge that's going out there? The Odell Beckham.
No, everybody trying to have a challenge now.
No, it's a challenge where you go inside a store and you're throwing a football and trying to catch it through the aisles and stuff like that. That's the new thing going on.
Nah. Last one I saw was the dunk challenge or whatever.
And that started going wrong when everybody started slipping and falling. Oh,
breaking the backboards.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's go into bombs of the week. Chick stick the long ball. Especially this year. Did you hear the stat that 42% of hits are homers now? Yeah.
They said that the league is on pace to hit 8,000 home runs and have 40,000 strikeouts by the time the season ends.
And now people are complaining about that.
I think it's dope.
I want to see home runs, don't you? Only thing that's bad is the batting average is down because people don't hit like
nobody
they used
hits
to.
For average now. Right. Nobody cares about hitting 400. I just want to hit the ball at the ballpark.
That's what gets you the paycheck.
I've got one, and I don't need to go. Matt Carpenter for hitting a home run on the night he pledged to donate $10,000 for a homer he hits for the people in Houston.
That's good.
And the cards will match the offer for every homer he hits.
That's he's from Houston. Man.
So I gotta give him a big up. Did y'all have any others? All right. NFL, real fast, let's preview a couple things. We'll skip baseball. We'll save that next week. Who is going to win? Who is going to be in the Super Bowl, since we already did predictions? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl and who wins it all?
I've said this since earlier, a few months ago. I think it's going to be a Super Bowl rematch, and I think Atlanta bounces back and gets this one this time.
Oh, you got Atlanta and New England again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That is a real bold state.
But it's hard to get Super That's Bowl tough. Rematches, and it's definitely hard for teams that lose the Super Bowl to get back. But I think it'll be a Super Bowl rematch, and I think Atlanta gets it this time.
Mm.
The redeem team. It's been like the year of redeem teams. Carolina lost it last year. They came back and won. I think it happens here.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So let me get this correct. Your division rival, you're going to pick to win the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. I mean, they haven't shown me any reason why they shouldn't get back there. Their defense got better. They still have the most talented offense. One of the most talented offenses in the league.
Atlanta, yes, they do.
And they open up their new stadium, man. Two talented running backs. Julio Jones?
But there's one glaring problem. And that's
We know, Matt.
The quarterback.
Matty Choke.
Matty
Choke.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think they can do it. I don't. And I think the Bucks are better. I think Carolina's better. So, but you got Atlanta and New England.
Yep.
All right, with Atlanta winning.
Matty Ice Melted?
Yeah. Ice melt. Who needs some ice melt down in Atlanta?
They just need to get that dirt off them birds so they don't choke this time.
They'll have some. They got ice melt, man. It'll make it complete. That is a good name for him. Matty Ice Melt Ryan. I got a new nickname that I love. Neuter Arm. Now we're going ice melt. Like that one, don't you?
He's been played seriously, statistically, the most easiest schedule since he's been drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's choked.
Who y'all going?
Who you got, man? Mr. 315.
We've done all the picks for all divisions, so.
Damn. I'm going to go AFC. I'm going to go the Oakland Raiders in the AFC. NFC.
You know you want to. Go ahead.
The Dallas Cowboys.
I knew you wanted to.
I don't know what I don't know. But who's the Raiders win? But the Raiders win.
Raiders
the win? Raiders win. Yeah, the Raiders win an epic Super Bowl.
God, that would be a shootout. Who you got?
I got the Cowboys, Raiders. It was the Patriots, but man, that Madden curse kicks in.
I know it was. It's
that
so hard.
It hasn't been around for a while.
It was so hard for me to go against the Patriots. Bet against the Patriots so hard, but man,
that Madden curse kicked in because all of a sudden.
And plus, I got a few Raiders on my fantasy team too. So
I'm assuming you're going Cowboys, right?
Of course.
All right. You know, it's easy. It's the Super Bowl that the world needs right now, that everybody wants and been wanting for the last 5 years at least.
Patriots, Cowboys.
Patriots, Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And the Cowboys will win.
The Battle for America's team?
Dude, no, it ain't going to be a Battle for America. We always be America's team. But it's got – the reason I say that is because the ratings will be through the roof. It would be amazing. And I think the game would be good.
It'll be like Roman Reigns, John Cena.
Yeah. I mean, you either loved him or
yeah,
you hated
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know.
God.
It'd be Roman Reigns, John Cena.
Yeah, but I might be. We all might be wrong. Probably will. Last year, I had the Jazz going to the playoffs. The sleeper team this year for me is still the Chargers. Man, I'm telling you,
you got them winning that division, right?
I got them winning the division. I think this will be the sleeper team in the league, and Tampa Bay NFC.
Well, I can't go wrong with that.
So, all right, who is going to be MVP this year?
Aaron Rodgers,
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr, Aaron Rodgers.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott. Yep, we're going Cowboy love this week. I just think without Zeke, you don't see something else. We'll see, though.
He said you could put anybody back there. Dak, yesterday.
Behind that offensive line, hopefully Tryon Smith's healthy. That's a big
He had a one. Bet. We were an Aaron Rodgers throw away from the Super Bowl. Because he outplayed Aaron Rodgers that game.
That's true. That would be three times that quarterback's outplayed him and we're loose. Offensive rookie of the year, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, Cook.
I think we all kind of agree.
Joe Mixon.
That's right. Oh. God, he drafted Joe Mixon. Over there too.
Yeah, Joe Mixon is
defensive
gone.
Rookie of the year.
Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett. Everybody by say default. Myles.
Jamal Adams. New York Jets.
I'm going with Jamal Adams because that defense will be on the field more.
There you go. Yep.
I like Jamal
Adams. A lot of three and outs for them, too.
All right. Mike Vick to join Fox Sports as NFL analyst.
No, you won't.
Coming to shoot.
You haven't heard?
What?
There's been 60,000 signatures signed to protest.
They still need like 23,000 more.
What?
Yeah.
What are you protesting him for?
Because he
killing dogs.
He served his time.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He needs to cut his hair.
Yeah, I joked about that for the that Kaepernick statement, but he deserves it. He should get that.
He needs to cut his hair. That's my statement.
Don't cut his hair, but come on, man, this is ridiculous.
When you go to jail, you prison or whatever, you pay.
You went to jail for this. I mean, he doesn't have a dog. He can't. I mean, it's a dog. No, I ain't trying to sound mean, but this isn't a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, to some people, I get it, but come on, man. Bills trade Reggie Ragland to the Chiefs for a fourth-round pick. More draft picks. Jets named Josh McCown starting quarterback. Ravens extend head coach John Harbaugh contract through 2019. Vontaze Burfict suspension reduced to 3 games. Steelers sign Joe Hayden to a 3-year, $27 million deal.
Damn. And that 3 games is still too much. I saw the hit. Just blew him up because he thought the pass was coming to him, man.
And
it was
legal. Within the 5 yards.
It was legal.
That you can hit the
guy. They just hating on Vontaze Burfict, man.
What are you supposed to
– I mean, because he does have that checkered pass. Now, right. I get it.
But since high
most
school.
Most fine
too.
Player.
I didn't know what goes –
Most
know.
Fine player since 2012.
Yeah, I didn't know his antics go back to high school.
Oh, he – 12 games. If they do it for Zeke, you do it for everybody.
Forget 12 games. It's been a year. He's got more of a pass than Zeke.
He's a loose cannon, man.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's. Any other NFL news? Y'all good?
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words. Movie It coming out next weekend. You can't wait?
I can't wait, but at the same time, I hate clowns. I don't know if y'all know that. I don't like clowns, man. I don't.
I'm not trying to be funny. I want to ask. All right. Why? I mean, I hear more African Americans say they don't like clowns.
Oh, really?
Anyway.
Really?
I'm not trying to be funny.
No. I didn't know. I don't like clowns, man.
All right.
It's something about.
I don't like clowns either, especially evil clowns.
I don't like clowns, man.
When they did the evil clown thing, I hate it. Because
they make the eyebrows evil.
Yeah. Two words.
Yeah.
Fire stick.
Love you, Fire Stick. You gonna watch it in Portuguese?
No.
I can't believe that's the fight for it.
Well, I can't believe he had people paying.
Yeah, he had people. Yeah,
that's the best part.
Yeah.
You got two for it.
Better book.
My mother had the book. Yeah.
Hide under the covers. No. Isaiah Thomas says, "I'm not damaged. I'll be back. And I'll be the same player."
Hope so.
Believe him.
Hope so, yeah.
LeBron.
Shorty talk. Shinsuke Nakamura turned down an offer for a UFC fight in 2005. I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
He's an MMA guy before.
He sucks.
What is it? Two kicks and a chop.
Future. Future champ.
Strong stuff. The Hitman's Bodyguard movie came out this weekend. Samuel Jackson and Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
Fire stick.
Go see. I want to see that too.
Must see. Yep. Samuel Jackson, man. Gotta go see it. And
yes, they deserve to die and hope to burn in hell.
Alexa Bliss winning the women's title on Raw.
That sucks.
Nia Jax.
Exactly. Nia Jax. Let's go, Nia.
My goddess. All right. She's moving
fine.
On.
She's fine too.
Bon voyage.
All right. Any goodbye, sir?
Bon voyage. This is week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. It feels like we ran a little long this week, but that's all right. As always, catch us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, the Breakdown Sports Show page. We always get shared on the Legions of Greatness Network. And tune in tomorrow, too, for a special episode of Ball is Life.
That's right. We'll both be here.
Smoochie D will be hosting. He has a special guest, and he'll tell y'all about that.
Yep.
Yeah, special guests all the way from Fox 1340 in Connecticut AM radio. My man Nick Wilcox, who is coming down here to cover your Carolina Panthers. So it'll be definitely a good show. Shout out to everybody doing that, man.
All right. Wrapping up the show real fast. I've got Cowboys linebacker Anthony Hitchens is out 8 weeks after tearing his tibia. Plateau fracture, needs 8 weeks to recover.
We should have went for after Brooks.
Broken leg.
Yeah.
Layman's terms.
Yeah. So he'll be back, though. Then I got Cameron Meredith, of course, and Spencer Ware out for the season. Good news for Meredith, it's not a completely torn, unlike Spencer Ware, it's completely torn. Andy Murray withdraws in U.S. Open, which started. Pat's Julian Edelman's out the season. Former men's basketball head coach Jug Heathcote, of course, passed away.
Magic Johnson's college coach for everybody who didn't.
Yep, in that big game. Mets place Giannis Cepedis on DL, will not play the rest of the season. And, of course, the Mets gave up the season a long time ago. Right. And sorry, everybody, but we got like six shows for this week. So
got tons of product for you. No doubt. Go pick it up.
No doubt.
And don't forget tomorrow, like he said, Ball is Life.
I got to come to that show in a couple weeks.
Oh, dude, you got to come over here and check your shoes out,
I'll be through.
Bring your shoe game, man.
I'll be through, definitely.
That's right. So check us out tomorrow and have a great weekend. If not, see us next week.
Sports is life. Side piece.
Catch us everywhere.